Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 8th day of October 2010. Coming up in 30 minutes, we have the husband and wife joining us from New Hampshire who are oath keepers. I actually have the CPS report. They cite the fact that he's an oath keeper, part of a, quote, militia, as the main reason that they took the child. And we're going to get Ron Paul's take on that. Congressman Ron Paul joins us for the next 30 minutes. We really appreciate him joining us in his busy schedule. We're going to talk about the economy, the situation with Iran. Of course, what he talked about a decade ago is now unfolding, the financial collapse. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
So much is happening, but I saw a report yesterday put out by CNBC, also Zero Hedge, that the Federal Reserve is now the second largest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds. They own $821.1 billion. So not just the communist Chinese are basically controlling this country, but now the private Federal Reserve.
Yeah, and obviously they had to do that or interest rates would have popped up. But, you know, in some ways, if you're looking for some benefits from that, just think when we have true reform, there's no reason for the Treasury to pay these bills to the Fed. In an effort to go through a transition, it'd be nice if we could honor, you know, the Treasury bills held by private individuals who, you know, naively bought our government debt. But we do not have to pay that when we have our reform. We just throw that out because they're holding the debt. And if we had a new system, it wouldn't be necessary.
There was a headline in Market Watch of the Wall Street Journal yesterday with one of their analysts saying that they believe it'll be the end of the Federal Reserve by 2012. More and more, even mainstream media is sounding like Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah, I'm amazed at the progress we've made with stations like yours and many others and on the Internet who have joined us. I'm sure you can remember 3 years ago, this was a non-event, you know, to talk about the Fed. We were still considered, you know, way outside kooks to even bring the subject up. But it is frequently discussed on the business channels, at least, not the political channels as much as the business channels. They're starting to realize that, the Fed is responsible. So I keep harping at it that if you want full employment, that's why I always keep the door open for the left, because they always preach we care about the poor and we care about jobs. Well, they do. They have to look at monetary policy and just look how this system destroys the middle class. The first people to lose their jobs are the people who were supposed to be helped by the Barney Franks of the world. And here they end up losing their houses, losing their jobs. And who gets bailed out? You know, the big mortgage companies, the big gamblers, the ones who made billions of dollars when the bubble was being inflated, and now they're still making money. But I think the people are waking up. I think they're much aware of what's happening. The Fed is not going to get off the hook. No matter what they do, they cannot escape the blame.
Well, we've got this outside branch of government that's private that you've tried to audit. And now they've positioned us to where they're the second biggest owner of our debt, along with communist China. I don't know which one is worse. I mean, we're clearly being conquered economically through this fraud. But because it is a fraud, if we just stand up and say no to it, as you said, we have no responsibility to pay this money.
Yeah, and a time will come. I mean, the default is on its way. And Bernanke actually is very sympathetic to inflation. And he also understands that printing money causes price inflation. And when you have the price inflation devaluing the currency, this literally reduces real debt. So if he can double prices and double it with doubling the money supply, the debt goes down by 50%.
Gosh.
He's just disappointed that the prices aren't going up fast enough, so the devaluation is bad. It's horrible, but he even wants more of it.
Amazing. Stay there, Congressman. When we come back, I want you as an economic expert in this area and who have obviously been part of the testimony and hearing so many times researching this to break down what devaluation of the currency means. The Federal Reserve was on the news, as you know, yesterday. Saying, yes, we want inflation to fix the debt. So explain to people what that means and solutions out of this crisis on the other side with Dr. Ron Paul.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back in 1999, when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and allowed the private mega banks to start issuing even more counterfeit financial instruments, Ron Paul said, this will cause this country to collapse. This will overextend the empire. And I remember him even putting the number on it, you know, that he would say clearly in the next 10 to 15 years. Well, here we are 11 years later, and it's not prophecy. It's just good economics, strong free market understanding of what's happening. And the congressman joins us in the short segment. We were getting into the situation of the private Federal Reserve being the second biggest holder of U.S. Treasuries, over $821 billion, close second to Communist China. And the congressman has been talking about the collapse that we're going into, and we have all the economic numbers there. We never left the recession, and by most yardsticks, we're in a depression. So can you give us a forecast from your deep research and the word you're getting up there on the banking committee about where we are, Congressman Ron Paul, and the Fed's signals to accelerate the monetization of debt, clearly driving the dollar down and gold up?
Right, and although we can be optimistic about what's changing in the country, a lot of attitudes are improving. There's a better understanding of free market economics and Austrian economics and the importance of gold and how significant the Fed is. In Washington, no attitudes have changed. Bernanke and others, Geithner, these guys will just, they have their wall, their back up against the wall. So instead of saying, hey, maybe I was wrong, which they're incapable psychologically to do, because that means they've invested 30 or 40 years in promoting this nonsense, they can't admit that. So the worse things get, the more they continue to do bad policy, and that is spend, borrow, inflate, and regulate. They think regulations can compensate for the market regulating, and therefore they can make, you know, they can do this economic planning through monetary policy. So nothing has changed there. So what that does, it guarantees the prolongation of the problems that we have. You have to have the liquidation of debt, and they will not permit the liquidation of debt. They just transfer the debt from their privileged friends over onto the taxpayers. So if you look at all the mortgage debt and the derivatives, that's what we bought. It's horrible that they have 800 and some billion dollars of treasury bills, but they have over $1 trillion of all this other bad debt, which is probably worthless. Should have been sold on the market for what the market would pay for it, but they bought it for these banks at the nominal rate. It's criminal, and it's just going to lead us to runaway inflation. All debts by government, when it gets out of hand, the debt gets liquidated. It doesn't get liquidated by them for refusing to pay the debt. It's liquidated by passing out money that's cheap, and that's what devaluation is all about. They're devaluing the currency on purpose, sticking it to the person who might want to save or who has to live, you know, close on the margin. They get the higher prices. They lose their jobs. They lose their savings. And Austrian economics, and Mises pointed this out, that when you destroy a currency, you destroy the middle class. And that's what we're witnessing right now.
That's right. All the economic indicators are that the middle class is evaporating before our eyes. Here's the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Fed officials mull inflation as a fix. So they've always denied that they were using inflation to basically cover up the massive debts. Now they've gotten so desperate they're shifting gears, and Bernanke's saying, okay, we are in deep trouble, we are in a crisis, but I've got the solution. We're going to further devalue the dollar, but the answer is, according to his statements in the G20 statement, is this coordinated lowering of currencies. But they claim that that would stop any type of currency war. But as you know, Congressman, the currency war is now on. And so just as we saw Weimar Republic Germany or Zimbabwe in the last few years in, of course, Africa, or a decade ago in Argentina, once you get to a tipping point, a flash point, the devaluation accelerates. Are we nearing a flash implosion point, or will it just be a continual devaluation?
Well, there eventually will be a crash of the dollar. But the whole policy makes no sense. Just like we got into trouble by spending and borrowing and inflating, so we do more of it. But the whole idea that it's good for the people to depreciate their money, devalue the money. That means if you have $100 in the bank, tomorrow or the next week it's maybe worth 95 or 90. It's a criminal theft is what it is. But that's what they call good policy. And all the countries of the world are doing this, and it does go down gradually, and it doesn't go down, you can't calculate it. If the Fed increases the money by 10% every year, that doesn't mean prices go up 10%, every year. What happens is, there's productivity that keeps prices down. There's the psychological factor. There's trust in the dollar. There's trust in the politicians. So you might have a steady erosion of the key currency, which is the dollar, which has happened. Since Bretton Woods, it's down about 35% against all other currencies. So it's hard to measure the destruction of the dollar just against currencies because all the other currencies are not much better. The only true test over the centuries has been the devaluation against gold. Gold measures value better than anything else. And who wants the value of their gold to go down in the purchasing power? It's always going up with the fiat money. But here we are, have the world competing to find out how fast they can devalue their currencies. It's absolutely insane, and it's very destructive, and the final stages indeed are rapid. Even though they're erratic as they inflate, there's finally a point in monetary destruction where everybody throws in the towel. Then they rush out of it, and everybody's working hard to prevent the panic, and they'll even interfere and get into markets to fudge the price of gold to prevent the panic. But when the time comes, if it looks like it's going to zero or lose a lot, the Chinese will dump it, everybody else will dump it, the interest rates are going to go up, inflation rates are going to go up, the economy is going to get weaker, and then we as a country will be forced to have monetary reform, and the only way you can have true monetary reform is you have to change the role of government. We cannot continue to be the policemen of the world and run a welfare state and think that changing the monetary system will help. So you have to revamp the whole idea about what our government should be doing, what the role of government is. The proper role of government under the law is very limited according to our Constitution, and the monetary issue has been well defined in the Constitution. So the answers are there, and one of these days soon, it could be in a year, it could be in 3 or 4 or 5 years, but it will come, but the gradual erosion of the purchasing power of the dollar will continue.
Congressman, looking at the death of the Anglo-American empire, geopolitically and economically, and as a doctor with the analogy, I mean, are we a year, 2 years, 3 years from the implosion of the empire? And then what comes out of that implosion of the empire? I mean, where is the United States going from here?
Well, there's no way anybody knows the precise time. But you can be certain that if certain events are occurring, like the depreciation of money and the continued inflating of the currency, it will come. But I'm sure we're getting much closer, and it could be within a few years. Now, when this happens, you can have two things. The status quo will not be maintained because all wealth is being shifted right now. Like we said, it's being shifted away from the middle class and the wealthy, and the Wall Streeters and the bankers have all the wealth, and they'll probably have a lot of the gold as well. So we either shift toward going back to our roots and deciding the founders were on the right track and we reinstate those views, or we do something like what happened to Germany in the 20s. It ushered in a militant, evil dictator, which was Hitler, who scapegoated a group of people that he blamed everything on the Jews, and the hatred was built. And today we have our scapegoats around, you know, let's hate this group, let's hate that group, blame them for the whole problem. So people are ripe for that. But in spite of that great danger, I still think we're making progress. I think we're really competing very well with those who are demanding a dictator. I haven't heard many people at our Tea Party groups, meetings that are demanding, things are so tough, what we need now is a dictator. What they want is less government and more power returned to the people.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin. thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
They're building all this anger towards the free market. They're calling this inside crony capitalism. Capitalism to demonize the free market, and as things implode, the collectivists are going to try to sell the giant horde of poor people on looting what's left of the middle class in the name of socking it to the rich guy.
And they have to also remember that in fascism, the title of companies in the land doesn't go over to the government, and it just is the control. So the controls are there. I mean, what can you do in business these days without asking permission from a 32 different agencies of government, and in the use of your land? I mean, the taxation and the use of your land is so onerous that we really have lost it, and yet we still have the title and responsibilities for it in order to generate the tax revenues that they want. So that separating that out too often, you know, the left will complain about a lot of things we're complaining about, but whether they're confused on economics or whether they do it on purpose, you know, they are, you know, really promoting socialism, so they like the idea of bashing corporations. But at the same time, we have to separate the two, the corporations that earn an honest living versus the one that live off the people.
Well, we know the big mega Fortune 100, almost to a company, are pro-globalist, pro-collectivism, to collectivize our wealth and transfer it offshore. They are the engineers of socialism, of all of this New World Order garbage that we're seeing. We've only got about 8 minutes left with the congressman. I want to move quickly, Cerningham. We're very appreciative for you joining us and all the great work that you're doing in Washington. We also see the system coming in against free speech, trying to regulate, tax the internet, ordering ISPs outside of law. I saw the headline last week where Obama said, well, he wants ISPs voluntarily to shut down websites if the government asks, just outside of courts. They're openly admitting we need a kill switch to turn the web off to keep you safe. The system is really getting scared of the internet because of the alternative media. Can you speak to that?
Well, I've been fighting that for a long time because I think that has been such a blessing to us to have the internet. But it becomes politically difficult for me, and you probably have been aware of some of my votes. Sometimes I'm by myself because sometimes they'll say, oh, we have to do this because this is a bad guy. He's involved in drugs, and this is a bad guy. He could be a terrorist. He's a bad guy because he does pornography, and on. I mean, they pick the most vicious-looking people that have made use of the internet. Therefore, you say, oh, well, we're going to regulate them, not realizing that if you can preempt anybody that might be on the internet because they might be a bad person, that means they can preempt us. It's a prior restraint on our right to speech, and that is very, very dangerous. And of course, most people realize the First Amendment isn't there to protect talking about the weather, you know, in benign speech. It's there to protect us against very controversial political speech. But if it moves in this direction, continues to move this way, then we are going to lose our right of political speech on the internet.
Congressman, dealing with the election coming up, we know it's a major political awakening, a realignment. Kind of mainline neocons have come in and tried to dominate many of the races, but we see establishment Republicans losing in the primaries, establishment-style Democrats losing in the primaries, Harry Reid now in desperate trouble, Rand 11 to 15 points ahead, depending on which poll you see, but that doesn't mean he's going to win. We still need to get behind him and support him. What can you say about your son's run in Kentucky and how important that is, and the overall political realignment happening? What do you see coming up in the election next month?
It probably won't be as good as we hope, but it's going to be good. There's going to be improvement, and most everybody is predicting that Rand will win, but I've urged him not to slow up. I mean, you guys who assume that you have to fight for the last vote. But, you know, there will be a change. It will be a message, but, you know, we probably won't get the Senate, and the Republicans still have to prove themselves that they've learned a lesson, and if they do pass some good legislation and resist, then they face veto. So there's not going to be a dramatic change. There may be a significant improvement in just confidence in the system, in that maybe we can slow Obama up, which would be pretty good. Just think that if we'd have had a strong Republican Congress, House, just even a House, maybe Obamacare wouldn't have been passed. Maybe we would have been able to prevent some of these things.
And since you bring that up, just two final quick questions. Did you see the USA Today article where McDonald's and 29 other firms have been given a federal government exemption? They don't have to buy health care, but 29 million plus other small businesses do. Is that not incredible discrimination and literal divide and conquer, where if you are a big corporation, you don't have to follow the same rules as the people?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like equal protection under the law, you know, and if you were, the Constitution is very clear. If you are going to have a law, write a law for any of the legitimate functions of the federal government, it has to be uniform. And here, what have they done here? They have not made it uniform. They shouldn't have made the law in the first place. It was illegal. So then now where they're implementing it, it's not even legal either, because it's not uniform. So, and that means that those numbers of people say, oh, okay, I don't have to worry. They took me out of it. But just think, you know, maybe the insiders think, hey, you know, if we have everybody, working at McDonald's and other places, and then they're losing their jobs, or their salaries go down or something like that, then they might have, exerted a lot of pressure. So, no, equal justice is on the law. That principle should apply, and they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, it just shows how every basic canon of our republic, of our Bill of Rights and Constitution, is just being completely flushed. Final question. We've got about a minute and a half on this, so you've got some time. I'm sure you've seen the Robert Shapiro quotes about what Obama needs is a major Oklahoma City or 9/11 attack so he can appear strong. Governor Ridge last year, the former head of Homeland Security, admitted that in 2004 for the election, the Bush people ordered him to put out fake terror alerts, which is literally yelling fire in a theater for political gain. Now we see all these new terror alerts with specific targets right before the election. Does that smack of an October surprise? I mean, even if attacks don't take place, just the act of saying the terrorists are going to get you and new bin Laden tapes. I mean, does that look suspicious to you, Congressman?
Well, I think it's just routine. I think that statists always want to generate fear in the people, whether it's economic fear or fear of somebody invading and want to attack. Because then if you don't go along with what the government tells you, then they can paint you as being unpatriotic and un-American. So in order for them to survive, and them means those people who like big government and statism and world empires, they have to have support from the people. And the people will tend to give the support if they get frightened enough, you know, like after 9/11, they were quite willing, you know, you heard the statement, I know I have to give up my freedom, but I'd rather them do that than be killed, you know, and they were willing to sacrifice their freedoms. So fear is the tool of the thugs in government, the authoritarians. They need to, you know, beat the drums. And then there's, once again, it's this thing, crying wolf. I mean, who believes this stuff anymore, that they're about to attack? Well, we don't know who it's going to be or where it's going to be. If we did, we'd arrest them. So they don't know very much. So when the real one comes, even if they had good information, which generally they don't, I mean, they weren't very good.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you for spending time with us. Everybody get behind Rand Paul. God bless you, Ron Paul.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the one, the only, Lou Dobbs joining us. And we're very honored to have Lou on. He really doesn't need any introduction, but he's a best-selling author, researcher, syndicated radio host, number one show for a long while on CNN until he was basically shown the door because he wouldn't compromise on Barry Sataro and the open borders. Lou Dobbs, great to have you on, sir.
You're with me, Alex. Thank you so much.
You know, there's so much to talk about, but out of the gates, what's most important to Lou Dobbs on your radar, sir?
Right now, the most important thing is restoring fundamental the fundamental tenets of a democratic constitutional republic and finding representation for the American people in Washington, D.C.
Mr. Dobbs, what do you think about all the news reports now that 90-plus percent, and Napolitano admits this, of Homeland Security is pointed at libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, gun owners, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr? What's your take on the fact that Homeland Security has been basically set up for the American people?
Well, I think, Alex, that the idea that this administration has politicized not only the Homeland Security Department, but also the Justice Department has created an enemies list that is being prosecuted by the White House. I think, Alex, it's shameful. And what is, I think, is almost as shameful is the fact that the Fourth Estate has become something of a fifth column in this country, working as to aid, to abet the left-wing agenda of this administration and the Democratic leadership in Congress. I think it's a shame, it's an outrage, and the national left-wing, liberal, what you call it what you want to, mainstream media, is simply observing rather than applying critical judgment and performing its traditional role of oversight of our government.
Mr. Dobbs, you are a student of history, a veteran journalist, and so you were able to chart exactly what's happened, and you were now been proven right like a prophet. 28,000 plus dead in the last 2.5 years on the U.S.-Mexican border. Mexico is now completely collapsed. The poor woman has her husband killed. The media tries to imply she's a liar. Now the investigator that goes to look at it from the Mexican government has his head chopped off and delivered to the Mexican military. And then you're criticized for simply pointing out that we've got to protect our border.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Alex, that if you speak truth to power, as you and I do each and every day, that you are a target for those who want to ignore the breach of security in this country, the border that is no longer recognized, apparently by this administration, as being a demarcation of sovereignty. The suggestion in the national media that this woman, with her husband shot dead on Falcon Lake, is somehow not a victim any longer, but part of some sort of, conspiracy, some sort of plot that has nothing to do with the failure of the government of Mexico, narco state terror that is reigning across most of northern Mexico. This is madness.
I talked to a state senator from Texas who'd been in secret Homeland Security meetings last year, saying that they are preparing for the complete collapse of Mexico with Homeland Security to protect the border. And Rick Perry's been begging Obama, but I've had sheriffs on from South Texas and Arizona. Now, you've seen also them separately in the news, where they've asked for more funds, and instead of more funds, they've actually had their funding cut, and now they've pulled the Border Patrol back 10 miles on the Arizona border. 80 miles in, as you know, they put up signs telling people, don't go down this road, don't go in this national park. We're really ceding areas now to the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican military involved with them in many cases. So the La Reconquista is here.
Yes, and Alex, as you point out, that moving the Border Patrol back, putting in a few hundred National Guardsmen to support a Border Patrol that is demoralized and not adequately deployed for the apprehension of illegal immigrants in this country, people need to understand that Felipe Calderon may have had something right and has not been given credit for it. Because Felipe Calderon, a year ago, said corruption is not only a problem south of that border with the United States. That comment meant went with almost no real serious coverage in the U.S. media. But there has to be an understanding amongst the American people that this level of corruption that we focus on in Mexico is being now met on our side of the border. There is no other way, when all else fails, look the cause and effect, as my father always taught me. And There is a reason that these borders remain wide open. There is a reason that illegal immigrants continue to cross over the border. There is a reason that Mexico remains the principal source of methamphetamines, marijuana, heroin, and cocaine entering the United States. And we have a national media that doesn't even want to ask the question, why?
Because the big banks in the U.S., as has come out in Bloomberg and Reuters, have admitted in federal court they are laundering billions and even buying aircraft for the drug dealers.
Yeah, you know, there is no way in the world in which anyone in business or finance in this country could not understand that they have to have the implicit acquiescence of a financial system to move the billions and billions of dollars required to both supply and provide and buy all of these illegal drugs. We have been waging a war on drugs, and this superpower, the greatest economy on the face of the earth, the greatest democracy, hasn't been able to win. Now is the time to ask why. And the reason, the answer, in my judgment, lies in one word, corruption.
Absolutely. Lou, we were very honored to have you. I know you have a very busy schedule, but we got you on about 14 minutes late.
I apologize for that, Alex. I apologize profoundly. I hope that you'll let me, if you will, make that up to you in any way I possibly can.
No. No, sir, you're gracious. Just because I didn't get a chance to talk to you before we went live, I just have to ask you on air. We got to take a break in about 9 minutes. Is there a way to keep you to 40 after?
You betcha.
Sir, thank you so much, because I just want to make sure I can get to all these questions. All of this is connected. We see the mortgages, the derivatives package, the credit default swaps, China, Europe, American pensions being cheated. We now find out that there is systemic fraud. They're taking houses that they don't even have deeds to, in some cases that are paid for. All of that is happening. You had talked about this years ago. You talked about globalism killing our economy, NAFTA and GATT. Again, you've been a prophet. It's all happened, and it's the same banks laundering the drug money that are selling, you know, all these derivatives. I mean, this is really a criminal enterprise, and as Ron Paul has said, it's either us or them. Can you speak to that, Mr. Dobbs, from, again, loudobbs.com? If folks want to check the site out and the radio show out, can you speak to the private Federal Reserve, the globalist, the open announcements now of world government? I mean, everything's happening.
Yeah, it is happening, and there is a confluence of both policy initiatives and a great deal of rhetoric to reinforce and support those initiatives. And as an example, Alex, last week, Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, said that it's very important that we find a much deeper, broader, much more profound role for the International Monetary Fund in the currency market. It is one of the most alarming statements made by a man who I don't even think should be in the post, frankly. I think he should have been fired, but then the guy has a few reservations about the people who would have to fire him. But the reality is that a larger role for the International Monetary Fund is another step toward international governance. It's that straightforward. It is that simple. This is an administration committed to taking this nation in a hard left turn.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
The G20 admits, headed up by Geithner, that they want a concerted global currency devaluation, coordinated is their word. They said this last year. They said it this year. So this isn't really a currency war. They've made an agreement to sink all the currencies. And I'm sure you saw the Wall Street Journal last week and Bernanke and others say, we're looking at inflation to, quote, fix the debt. That's Weimar Republic, sir, exactly what you warned of many years ago. Can you speak to how amazing it is that they send that signal and say we want a global VAT tax on every nation to fund the very private banks that have engineered our collapse. I mean, that is global banking system taking over our society. I mean, please speak to that.
I have to laugh at this VAT tax, this value-added tax, this consumption tax that is suddenly the darling of the globalists. Who really see in it the capacity to bring in even more private sector capital to and turn it over to government. the public sector. We are in a struggle right now in this country, and I think in many parts of the world, but principally in the United States, a struggle between the public and the private sector that will determine whether or not we, the people, are working for our government or our government is working for us. And the idea that it is somehow logical, sensible, or makes any kind of economic sense for this great free enterprise capitalist economy of ours to be further burdened with a VAT tax, which rises to 20% in some cases in Europe, in addition to the tax burden that we're already under. This would break the back of the free enterprise system in this country, in my judgment. And it's not an accident that these folks, these advocates for the VAT, happen to be led by this administration.
Well, Lou, I mean, watching George Soros, Media Matters, Outfits, and others demonize you on a weekly basis, myself, Ron Paul, and say we're lunatics making up world government. I've seen Time, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal all say world government is here. It's going to be run by the very banks that engineered the Washington Post says $600 trillion unpayable derivatives black hole. And we're just looking at what they're doing, what they're saying, and they think so little of the public that they go out and say we're crazy liars, Lou. I mean, sometimes do you pinch yourself like it's a dream or the Twilight Zone?
Well, like I think most Americans, I have a pretty clear idea of what this country was founded on, the values, the ideals that are critically important to the success of this nation over the course of more than 200 years. I don't believe those values and those ideals should be fundamentally transformed, as this president asked 5 days before his inauguration. I have absolute faith in this system, this political system of ours, this economic system of ours, and I think that anyone advocating a change as President Obama put it, a fundamental transformation of America, had better be asking why and to what end and what would be the vision that would replace this great nation of ours. And why is it that this administration is so utterly committed to apologizing for America's success, for American exceptionalism, at a time when we need positive leadership to drive both our economy and our financial system. If one looks at what this administration has done since taking off, decrying the economy for a brief period while it succeeded in achieving an $800 billion stimulus law, it is now running down the economy and talking down markets rather than bolstering its small investor enthusiasm, small business energy. It makes no sense. This is the most negative leadership one could have imagined from a candidate who talked about the audacity of hope and change.
Well, again, folks, Lou Dobbs joins us, loudobbs.com. But specifically, they blamed capitalism and the free market for what's happening. But as Ron Paul and you and others have pointed out, the obvious, it's the mega banks who are not free market, who sell fraudulent derivatives, the mega banks that want the world government, they get our tax money basically conduited to them, banksters, teamed up with government worldwide. What we're seeing happening here is happening all over the planet.
Yeah, and what we are watching, as you and I were discussing, is not only a coordinated effort one would think that would be to support the strength of the dollar in currency markets and the forex market around the world, but instead it seems that every opportunity to kick the force out from under the dollar, you do not hear this administration talking about a commitment to the strength of the dollar. And what is strange is to see this obvious desperate desire on the part of Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, and the G20 members, to defer to the dicta of the communist Chinese government. It's extraordinary. And then to carry on a national conversation instead of about the role of the Federal Reserve what will be its level of commitment to stable prices in this domestic economy in particular. But instead talking about what China should be doing with the yuan, rather than talking about U.S. policy, as if the answer here is to dictate communist Chinese policy in the global economy. That's an absurdity.
Sorry to interrupt. Is that not treason? I mean, we know the policy for several years has been to allow quiet dollar devaluation. The G20 said that. But now they're saying it's a good thing. I mean, is that not fundamental sabotage against our nation to have a policy of devaluing the dollar?
The policy of devaluing, whether one wants to construct that as treason, Alex, I think that it depends upon whether or not one believes it will be answered first, it will be successful, or simply a discussion of a preferred policy. You know, I personally will not call it treason yet, but we will watch very carefully to see where the policy recommendations go, whether they continue. Secondly, the idea that these policy recommendations would focus with the national media's, again, acquiescence. The national media is not asking why should the Obama administration be focusing on the policies of a sovereign state, that is, the communist Chinese, rather than the policies over which we have control, the U.S. government's policies.
Yes, sir.
For which we are responsible. And by the way, by pursuing correct policies, it seems to me, Alex, that there's the difference between being international traders and being globalists is globalists don't care how much of a trade debt we run up or how many consecutive years of deficits we run. And those of us who believe in fair international trade believe it should be the precisely the same policy pursued by our trade.
Yeah, fair trade, not free trade.
Reciprocal, absolutely mutual. Reciprocal and balanced trade.
I mean, all of these international agreements are all one-sided, and you're absolutely right about that, and you've been proven right in spades. Now, a bunch of quick questions while we have you, sir. Again, Lou Dobbs joining us, syndicated radio host, former top CNN host. And let's get into that issue. When are we going to be seeing Lou Dobbs back on television with your number one show? Everybody is just basically demanding it. When are we going to see Lou Dobbs back on television?
I think we'll know probably here in the next month or so when that will be.
Lou, another question back to banking. I'm sure you've seen the mainstream news articles and CNBC where the government's saying we may take over the private pensions to protect them after they've destroyed them and put a tax on them. Boy, I mean, is that a recipe for revolt politically?
Yes, it is. That is a recipe for rebellion, a peaceful rebellion. There's going to have to be an accounting. And an accounting in this case means people have to understand the taxpayer, the private sector taxpayer, simply can no longer afford to support public sector employment that provides salaries well beyond those of the private sector for like work and provides retirement and health care benefits far in excess of anything that the private sector taxpayer has for himself or herself.
All right, Lou Dobbs, look forward to speaking to you again and seeing you back on television. God bless you, and say hi to your wife and your great family.
Thank you so much, Alex. Same back at you.
All right, there goes Lou Dobbs, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.